Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
All right, this will be interesting. Live on Monday, March, what is it, the 4th already? People are talking about the weather, so will Paul Poteet. We think the silver alert is still active. What an ending for the Ball State men. It was not the way we wanted it to be. And candidate bottom of hour, first-time guest coming in 8:30 this morning, one of the many running for the 5th. Hi, hello, and good morning. Steve Lindell welcoming you into the Axia Command Center again this morning. Had a wonderful time covering a live breaking news story on Friday morning. I hope you caught all or part of the State of the City address. We use our voice to build our community on WMUN and Woof Boom Radio. We also are the ones with a meteorologist in charge of our weather. Well, actually, he just reports on it. Good morning, Paul Poteet.
Good morning. We got some March madness on the temperatures today, headed to 75 by this afternoon. There might be a mix of clouds and sun at times this morning, but the afternoon will end up being mostly sunny. A little bit of a breeze also coming, not surprisingly, out of the south today. 75 for the high, and we're only going down to 58 tonight. Weathermaker moves in. Overnight showers and storms are a possibility. You can expect them on and off through the day tomorrow. Nothing severe this time around. A high of 64, and that will end by late evening Tuesday night. But Wednesday doesn't look too bad, mostly to partly cloudy. With a high of 53, we're going to stay in the mid-50s for highs the rest of the work week.
Yeah, unless that changes. Paul Poteet's weather does that from time to time. Thank you much, Mr. Meteorologist, for WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We are the talk of Muncie. The news portion is in ways of our local news summary that's airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana this morning and right now on WMUN. With only a few days left in the Indiana session, House Bill 1338 created a quiet stir among those that seek open access to government information. The bill was authored by J.D. Prescott about security of property and meeting decorum, but an amendment from Senator Aaron Freeman, Republican Indianapolis, would only let the access counselor interpret the plain text of public access laws. We're told the second reading is scheduled for Tuesday and the third reading Wednesday, but we're not sure if either of the two amendments will stay in or any of the ultimate votes. We'll report when we find out. Coverage this week on Friday's State of the City address, Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour added clarity to what's next for the old Chevy plant property. With this word, he says, from IDEM.
We said nothing else can go in there but solar. AEP has signed they're going to buy the electricity produced. We've already got the engineering is finished for the entire 52 acres, but we don't have enough money to do the whole thing. What we're going to do is we're going to put in the engineering and the infrastructure for all 52 acres, and then as we have the funds, we'll buy panels, put them up, it'll generate revenue to the general fund.
The event was broadcast live on WMUN News Radio and can be replayed on WMUNMuncie.com. At Saturday's IDEA Conference, Professor Robert Kester from Ball State gave a presentation on solar power and ways to create community solar projects. He gave several examples of it around Muncie, including Cornerstone Center for the Arts and the Ball State College of Health. That event covered by reporter Emily Guffey.
I'm Peter Colleen. 31-year-old Eloisa Harris charged with domestic battery with injury, neglect of a dependent, and other counts. Elwood police called to a home with the Department of Child Services to investigate a possible child offense. An 11-year-old boy said he came home from school and got into trouble for eating cereal. He said Harris, his stepmother, hit him with a belt.
A substitute teacher at Perry Meridian High School who was punched in the face by a student last month is getting both answers and attention. John Herrick explains how in a report he filed Friday.
That teacher, Rob Gooding, says he's happy that the Marion County Prosecutor's Office is telling both the boy and his family to meet with them. If they refuse, then a warrant gets issued for his arrest. As for what his punishment should be, Gooding tells Wish TV,
I don't know, but he should be, you know, held accountable.
The nonprofit organization Uvalde Foundation for Kids, which was founded after the school shooting in Texas in 2022, says they are now reviewing Gooding's case. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
Chamber honorees coming.
This Thursday night is the Madison County Chamber's annual business awards program at Harrah's Hoosier Park Casino in Anderson. Chamber President Clayton Whitson says in addition to awarding several individuals, there will also be
anniversary awards recognizing businesses this year that have been in business in Madison County all the way from 25 years to one business that we're going to be awarding a 140-year anniversary award.
The program begins at 7. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
In Muncie and elsewhere, roads are in terrible shape, but what about McGalliard and Tillotson? Mayor Ridenour.
It's up to about $13.5 million to do those two streets. Our budget for that department that does this work is about between four and five million a year. So we'd have to close down for 3 years, do nothing, if we were to do McGalliard and Tillotson without help.
From Friday's annual State of the City address, live on WMUN that morning, hear about his plans for those two major roads on our Tuesday morning newscast. With Mitch McConnell planning to step aside as GOP leader in the Senate, Kurt Darling reports on what your senator is looking for in a successor.
For Senator Mike Braun, he hopes Florida Senator Rick Scott gives it a go, saying that he understands the viewpoint of the new generation of senators in Washington.
He is clearly from that new guard. We speak up. We are going to be there if it makes sense.
On Fox Business, Braun also urged McConnell to bow out by making a clear endorsement of former President Trump. He says not doing so will cause a severe political fracture within the GOP. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Killeen. A Muncie man's trial on 7 counts, including attempted murder, came to an abrupt end Thursday. He negotiated a plea agreement with prosecutors. According to the Star Press, 30-year-old Darren O'Neill Brooks Sr. had been accused of trying to kill his ex-girlfriend, stemming from allegations he fired multiple shots outside Big Shots Pub in September 2022. She was not hurt.
At Saturday's 9th Annual Idea Conference, Derica Watson from Open Door talked about Open Door Connections and what services it can provide for the community, including connecting those in need of a variety of things, including housing and education. Open Door Ambassadors can be found in a variety of locations. Visit opendoorhs.org/connections for an up-to-date schedule. That event covered by reporter Emily Guffey. If your child was abused, you want to make sure top-notch investigators are on the case.
That's basically the goal for a bill in the State House. I'm Donnie Burgess. The Child Advocacy Center support bill requires higher training standards for the investigators, and it would establish multi-man teams made up of center staff and the Department of Child Services investigators. All it needs now is the governor's approval. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
Just in case you missed this dramatic video over the weekend, a crash Friday left two people with serious injuries and one woman dangling over the Ohio River in the cab of a semi.
Officers found the semi on Clark Memorial Bridge, which crosses the Ohio River between Indiana and Kentucky. They believe a crash caused the semi to go past the edge of the bridge. Two of the people in the other vehicles received serious and life-threatening injuries. The driver was saved when a firefighter rappelled down to the truck's cab. Police are still investigating. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
It was a tornado that touched down in northern Indiana Tuesday night.
This was an EF1 near Gary in Lake County.
These types of tornadoes are fairly weak, and if they're embedded within strong straight-line winds, it could be hard to tell that what's just general wind damage and what's an actual tornado damage. So this is, again, the low end.
In this instance, Matthew Eckhoff with the National Weather Service says there were damaged trees and utility poles, but no one was hurt. It also moved out onto Lake Michigan and became a waterspout. There have been 2 tornadoes in Indiana so far this year. The other one was in Clark County. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
Saturday was the 9th Annual Idea Conference covered by reporter Emily Guffey. Community members across Muncie learned about ways to improve their local neighborhoods. Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour gave the opening address.
Welcome today. Enjoy, learn, have good fellowship with others, and make your neighborhoods and therefore our city and our county a better place.
Also in the room, State Senator Scott Alexander, State Rep Sue Arrington. Mayor Ridenour also gave a summarized version of the State of the City event that we covered Friday morning on WMUN radio. Indiana House Bill 1338 allows governing bodies of certain agencies to adopt rules of conduct and warnings in the wake of that type of behavior you've seen on TV nationwide and YouTube channels. We spoke to the author of the original bill, J.D. Prescott, after amendments were offered by Senator Aaron Freeman, Republican Indianapolis, that would only let the access counselor interpret the plain text of public access laws. The session is scheduled to end by midweek. Hundreds of angry Hoosiers in Evansville made it clear to state legislators they don't want their power bills to go up.
The Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission made a special trip to Evansville to hear residents out over a proposed rate hike from CenterPoint Energy. It would raise the average power bill there by about $40. Doug Hartman actually crunched the numbers to the panel.
Their CEO making upwards of $30 million. Return on equity the highest in their industry. Glowing reports to their shareholders in their earnings calls.
He says they don't need the rate hike. CenterPoint, though, says they need the extra revenue to fund a changeover to more renewable energy generation. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
Four Greenwood police officers resigned and a fifth was fired after an internal investigation of a July 2023 event resulting from accusations of improper use of department devices. News release from the department claims the five officers on several occasions used their department-issued laptop computers to send messages containing racial slurs and comments about constitutionality and protected classes of individuals. That is some of our news summary this morning, airing on WMUN News Radio. News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're the talk of Muncie. Coming up next, if you didn't hear the end of the Ball State men's basketball game on Saturday here on WMUN, you might not want to hear what I'm going to play next on WMUN's Delaware County Today.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I'm Chris Riccobono, founder of Untuckit. When I started the brand, I wanted to make the perfect fitting untucked shirt. And over the years, we changed the way guys think about how they dress. The secret was our obsession over fabric quality. Listening to what our customers wanted, and making everything fit perfectly. Our fit team has mastered pants, polos, sports coats, and more, so we've got you covered from head to toe. Try what millions of guys already know and love. Shop today at untuckit.com or our 80-plus stores worldwide.
Hey, it's Tony. I'm here to tell you Jimmy is no longer with us. He stopped using the Zipa, and no one's seen him since. I know what you're thinking. What's a Zipa? Crazy name, right? Well, I asked the same thing. It's Happy Z spelled backwards. It stops your annoyance, snoring. Now they're telling me it's Zipa 91. It's 91%. That means it works for everybody. Other snoring solutions, not even close. So you're going to buy the one that works or the one that doesn't. You're smart. You're going to buy a Zipa 91. Hey, what happens if it doesn't work? Of course it's going to work. It's Zipa 91. Not only that, Zipa 91 has a 91-day money-back guarantee. Everybody else, only 30. Why? Because they don't work. Haven't your loved ones suffered enough? Get a Zipa 91 and get it now. Go to Zipa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Zipa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Remember, it's Happy Z spelled backwards.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. The best athletes don't just play the game, they change it. When it comes to investing, Gainbridge is doing the same. Their online platform does things differently because it's designed to put you in charge of growing your own savings. It's intuitive, it's easy, and best of all, it's on your terms. No wonder Gainbridge has earned the trust of 40% repeat customers. It's a better way to invest because it's investing your way. Get started today with as little as $1,000 at Gainbridge.io.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
And good morning once again as we bring you in to the studio here, guest coming bottom of hour to get to know the candidates. Stand by for the 5th District introduction coming up bottom of hour. Stand by from the Axia Command Center. You're about to hear something that, well, if you missed it on Saturday, you might not be looking forward to hearing this. This is the end of the Ball State men's basketball game live on WMUN. They had gone, I think, to overtime. I think this is the end of overtime, if my memory is served. It's from Learfield Sports, and Mick Tidrow is on the call as we bring you what happened, which was not predictable at all.
Tied at 76 with 1.6 to go.
If it's close, the referee's going to call it.
Hannah throws it in from the baseline left. Who's he going to look for? Neither team has a timeout. Hannah just chucks it. It's caught. It's put up. Is it in time? It is. Crum caught it underneath the basket right side, and it's over. It's over. Western Michigan just won it. Western Michigan just won it on a football throw from Hannah to Crump on the baseline right as time expired.
He overthrew his target. That just is a broken play.
Mick Tidrow and color commentator on WMUN from Learfield Sports from Saturday. That was not the way they wanted that one to end. So the home season, as my notes are showing me, for the Ball State men's basketball team ends Friday night. Special Friday night game, 6:40 pregame. I assume that's a 7 o'clock tip right here on WMUN. This is News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk, the talk of Muncie. Coming up in about 10 minutes or closer to 8 minutes, guest in studio getting settled in to WMUN, one of the candidates running for the 5th District Congressional seat. Stand by to meet one of those candidates in just a little bit here on WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell, and let's get a snapshot of our day today.
It's March 4th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Hug a GI Day. Those who serve and have served this nation in the armed forces deserve our support. The term GI used to refer to Army personnel, but over time, it now encompasses all members of the military. So take a moment out of your day to give a pat on the back or shake the hand of someone who has served. Let them know their sacrifice does not go unnoticed. Also on this date, in 1789, the first U.S. Congress meets under the new Constitution in New York City's Federal Hall. And in 1989, the Louvre Pyramids by artist I.M. Pei are inaugurated by French President François Mitterrand. The structures can be found in the courtyard of the museum. If it's your birthday today, you share it with Baroque composer Antonio Vivaldi, born in 1678, and actress Catherine O'Hara, born in 1954. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk, we're the talk of Muncie. Let's see, I think we're going to have some tax tip help in a little bit here. Stand by pulling that up as we have many things going on inside the master command of the Axia Command Center this morning. I've not started doing my taxes yet. Not sure if you have. Perhaps I should get on with it.
Whether you're attending post-secondary school or are a parent helping out with loans, you may be eligible for a tax break. I'm Jackie DeAngelis with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast, bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible. Subscribe at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. These are the stories that keep you up at night.
The American Opportunity Tax Credit nets up to $2,500 per student during the first 4 years of education to be used towards required college course materials, tuitions, and fees. If no taxes are owed, 40% or $1,000 is refundable. The Lifetime Learning Credit provides an annual credit of up to $2,000 for qualifying education costs. There is no limit to how many years the benefit can be claimed, so it is a great option for those working on graduate or non-degree programs. Jackie DeAngelis, Fox News.
And WMUN, an affiliate of Fox News Radio, updates right before the top of the hour, every day, because news happens all the time. We did check this morning and did not see a cancellation of the Silver Alert out of Muncie. This is the one that was issued on February 3rd for Ella Saylor, 15-year-old white female, still looking for information. The Muncie Police Department would appreciate any phone call, any information whatsoever. I'm certain you can remain anonymous. 765-747-4838 or 911. 15-year-old Ella Saylor of Muncie is still missing, and that is still an active Silver Alert statewide. Coming up in a moment, guest in studio, we will introduce you to one of the candidates running for the 5th Congressional District next on WMUN.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BLING to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Justin here with Mr. Rooter Plumbing, your locally owned drain and septic system experts. Now's the time to deal with clogged drains or plumbing issues. We will clear any drain for as little as $89. Have you been told you're needing a large plumbing repair to your drain or septic system? We offer free second opinions, and we have 0% financing specials. That's right, 0% financing. Now is the time to save on your new system. Call Mr. Rooter Plumbing today at 288-2782 or online at MrRooter.com.
Whether you're a weekend warrior or walking is more your speed, pain shouldn't slow you down. At IU Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you can get the care you need to stay active. They expertly treat problems with bones, joints, muscles, sports injuries, and more. And they're right here in Muncie. It's the highest level of skill and convenience. That will keep you going. Visit iuhealth.org/MuncieOrtho to learn more.
Schedule a same-day appointment and get back in the game.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I know Valentine's Day is over, but don't worry. It's Lover's Day every day at
After Dark.
The fun never ends when you're shopping the best selection of lingerie, menswear, lotions, novelties, party goods, and so much more at
After Dark.
Planning an extra special party? If so, After Dark has you covered. Whether it's bachelorette, retirement, divorce, or even your own private parties, After Dark has the goods you need.
After Dark.
Plus, buy one, get one free DVDs never go out of style. So are you ready to have some extra special fun with your extra special person? If so, make After Dark on Kilgore and Muncie, on Mounds and Anderson, and on Johnson and Marion your next stop.
After Dark.
Have fun when the lights go out with help from After Dark. You heard what I said. Get the fun started with
After Dark.
friend about the new WMUN. News talk, sport talk, community talk, the talk of Muncie. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Good morning once again from the Axia Command Center this morning. It is Monday, March 4th already, coming up on 8:30 on the button. And we welcome in first-time guest, one of the many that are running for the Republican nod in the 5th District of Indiana, Patrick Mulader. Please say hello to our listeners, if you don't mind.
Steve, how are you?
Look at you. You've taken the standing approach. I like that a lot.
Well, you know what? Feels good to me.
We have a lot of different ways that we can set up our studio so that you are comfortable to talk about that which you have decided to do.
Sure.
One of the what has turned out to be many seeking the Republican nod for the 5th District. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself to begin with.
Sure. My name is Patrick Mulader. I'm originally from beautiful Gary, Indiana. I have been in central Indiana now for close to 30 years. Professionally, I was a partner in an accounting firm. My background was in tax. I ran a national tax practice for one of the largest CPA firms in the United States. Retired from that gig about 10 years ago and have, like many people, been concerned about the country and decided to get into this race because I have some specific ideas in terms of how to deal with it.
Well, I'll talk about that in just a second.
Sure.
I guess one of the first questions I would ask anybody nowadays in politics, why do you want to stick your toe into that water? It's always been a difficult, arduous job, but it seems like now more so than ever.
Sure. Well, actually, I was going to run for Congress back 8 years ago against Susan Brooks. And I would not have been a good candidate at that point in time. I've spent a lot of time just thinking about issues and so forth and truly believe I can make a difference. So that was probably one of the driving force issues for me to get in the race here. I believe I can make a difference. And like many people in the United States here right now, there's a general unease about how things are going. So
I guess if I asked you maybe the two or three things that you think sets Patrick Mulader apart
Sure.
from the other candidates running for the Republican nomination for the 5th District, what would you say those two or three things might be?
Great question, and I have a good answer for that as well.
I would hope so.
Yeah. So, you know, one is I have a very unique skill at being able to go ahead and come up with creative solutions to tough problems. So, for example, if you look at the campaign planks of the other candidates here in the race, they read like your typical Republican talking points, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to bring Hoosier values and so forth to that. Whereas, in contrast, if you look at my planks, there's a lot of specific topics and specific manners in terms of how to go ahead and resolve the issues. And for me, it all starts with congressional term limits. So that's one. Two is I have very different viewpoints with respect to women's reproductive rights that I can get into as well to the extent you like. And then third, I have a very grassroots style to this campaign in that I am regularly meeting with regular folks on a daily basis. And I have a really good pulse in terms of what people think about. In contrast to a couple of candidates, one that put in $2 million of his own money into the campaign, I guess if I tried to do that, I would be divorced.
Though you are a CPA.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Crunch the numbers and figure it out.
Patrick
Mulader is our guest on WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell. You mentioned women's reproductive rights. What's a little more substance to your stance
sure,
on that issue?
Sure. You know, first of all, my wife and I, we have five children. I believe in the sanctity of life. You know, I am not pro-abortion, but I am pro-choice. In my viewpoint, women here need to have a right to make their own reproductive decisions in a manner that is safe, legal, and rare. So what do I mean by that? Safe means that you need to be able to go to a licensed medical type organization. So, for example, Planned Parenthood, which lost its license here as part of the Indiana legislation. Legal, from my standpoint, it should be available in the first, let's say, 12 to 14 weeks post-conception. Obviously, additional time based on the, you know, health of the mother and the viability of the child and so forth. And by rare, I mean, it should not become somebody's main methodology of birth control. So, for example, on the extreme end, someone like Whoopi Goldberg has had 8 abortions based on a book that she wrote. You know, that's just irresponsible. There are many instances where birth control is available on an affordable basis if you're, you know, lower middle income or low income. So, you know, that's essentially my viewpoint.
All right. Patrick Malater is our guest. We're on WMUN's Delaware County Today. I'm Steve Lindell. When you started your campaign, there was one less person in the race at that moment, the incumbent.
Correct.
If she had been announced as running again, would you have thrown your hat into the ring this time?
Probably not.
Okay. And why?
That's a good question. You know, in general, there is a lot of power being an incumbent in a congressional race. So just that power of incumbency, I doubt that many, if any, of the other candidates would have entered the race under those circumstances.
And by that same token, do you intend to stay in once you've flipped that switch?
Yeah, as I've told people many times, I'm pregnant with this campaign, and this baby's going full term. So I think this is going to be a lot of fun as it continues to play out. I'm just glad I didn't put $2 million into my campaign and see this happen. But in all sincerity, I have empathy for a couple of candidates that made life-changing decisions to get into this race. So, for example, Max moved his family back from Washington, D.C. to be back in the community to run. Another candidate, Raju, quit his job in September to enter the race. So I have empathy for those people that made a life-changing move to get into the race.
Patrick Malater is our guest, candidate for the Republican nomination for the 5th District of the great state of Indiana. Final moments that we have. What else have we not talked about you that you want for people to know today?
You know, I think campaign term limits is a key issue in Congress. So just as a background, if you go back 20 years or so, you know, the world was at peace, people seemed to get along, and we were generating our 4th consecutive budget surplus. Actually, the head of the Federal Reserve at the time, Alan Greenspan, said, we're going to be generating surpluses of $400 to $500 billion a year, and they expected the national debt to be paid off by 2006. Well, the first thing that ended up happening was a massive tax cut. And again, I ran a national tax practice, and I knew at the time that cut was going to blow a massive hole through the budget. Now, I was making 1%er type money at the time, and I was pissed. And part of the reason I was unhappy about it was I knew what effect it was going to have on the budget. So what happened after that? Well, then we ended up having another big tax cut in 2003. We went to wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, threw in some social spending, and then COVID was the icing on the cake. And that is why we have so much inflation right now. We've just destroyed the value of our dollar, and many regular people are suffering as a result. Certainly the presidents have had a role in this, but the real culprits are Congress, because they control how spending ends up occurring. And quite frankly, we need to go ahead and put term limits in place. 80% of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents want to see this happen. So it's a unifying item from the standpoint of our population.
On term limits specifically, are you a one-and-done guy, two-and-done guy? What's the limit?
My limit is 8 years.
Okay.
So 4 terms in the House, or a term in the Senate, term in the House, and 10-year ban on post-congressional lobbying, so that you don't become uber wealthy as a result of having served your time in Congress.
Well, Patrick Molaider, we are honored to know you. Thank you for your service and being willing to serve, and best of luck to you. We'll have another conversation.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
I certainly do.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. Thank you.
My pleasure, too.
Absolutely. Standing in the studio. Look at you.
Absolutely.
Love it. Love it. Patrick Molaider, our guest on WMUN.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead. Feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Anthony, I'm in need of the freshest, finest ingredients.
Okay, sir.
I'm gonna make you an offer you can't refuse. Go get me a barbecue chicken pizza, and maybe, just maybe, I'll share it with you.
Where should I go?
Mancino's Pizza and Grinders, of course. It's my go-to place. You could say they know me there. Also, add garlic cheese bread to the list.
How do I find?
Mancino's. Everyone knows Mancino's Pizza and Grinders of Muncie on Bethel in front of Rural King.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FIRSTYEAR15 for promotional details.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Uses directed, keep out of reach of children.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. And guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. Jason May is your go-to agent in Muncie for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jason May will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 747-7100 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
Monday, March the 4th. I can't see my computer from this room, but hello, Mom, and good morning, Roger. I bet you're listening, too. And on the 92.5 FM, the 1340 AM, and all the rest, we appreciate you tuning in. Looking at our sports week here, we don't know for a fact, but we are reasonably certain that Delta, Wapahani, both of those schools still alive in the boys' basketball tournament, according to Jared Boomer across the hallway on WLBC radio for Wolf Boom Radio Group this morning. We will have both of those games this Saturday. The question is where, meaning we have other broadcast responsibilities and timing purposes. We'll get that schedule laid out. Zach Johnson, the award-winning broadcaster for us on Oldies 101 Radio Sports, promised to bring you Liberty Christian on Oldies 101 on Saturday if they were in the championship. They were, and they won. So we will continue following that Madison County team on Oldies 101 Radio Sports as well. News talk, sports talk, community talk. We are the talk of Muncie as we are rolling on your, what is this? It's Monday now, right? Yeah.
It's Fox Wheels.
Cummins announces it's launching its most efficient heavy-duty diesel engine ever as the next product in the Cummins Helm 15-liter fuel-agnostic platform, and that'll be compliant with government emissions and fuel efficiency mandates. IVT International also saying the next generation advanced diesel X15 will retain some of its ratings as the current X15, up to 605 horsepower and over 2,000 pounds of torque. Rivian, the latest EV maker to make some cuts, scrapping 10% of its salaried workforce as it contends with what it calls economic and geopolitical pressures. Speaking of which, discounts are getting bigger on electric vehicles amid sluggish U.S. sales. According to Kelley Blue Book, the average EV incentives have skyrocketed to almost 10% of average transaction prices. That's up from 2% just a year earlier. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso. Fox News.
News talk, sports talk, community talk. We're the talk of Muncie, Indiana, USA, WMUN. We are also following a story in Delaware County. In fact, our news summary airing on all of our other stations in the Wolf Boom Radio Group. Delaware County prosecuting attorney Eric Hoffman sent out a release about a sentencing after a conviction, but his belief is that the law is too loose. My words, not his. He wants the state legislature to continue to, or rather to begin, looking at tougher penalties for, I believe it's reckless homicide, a 5-year sentence in prison and a 2-year probation for a total of 7 years for causing the death of an individual in the Muncie area. We'll have that story. Might even try to book Prosecutor Hoffman on to WMUN. He has said he'd be a willing participant. It's schedules that make it difficult, and of course, the lawyer part of being a prosecuting attorney and his staff is highest priority as far as Delaware County Prosecutor Eric Hoffman is concerned. My name's Steve Lindell. This is WMUN's Delaware County Today.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Members of the House and Senate usually like to gab, but word of a cryptic major national security threat against the U.S. cast a pall on Congress recently. Logorrheic lawmakers suddenly turned mute when they were sworn to secrecy considering the gravity of Russia potentially deploying a weapon in outer space. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Turner of Ohio said the White House confirmed that in their view the matter was serious. This consternation is set against the backdrop of the Senate approving a $95 billion international security bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. In other words, if there's a pressing threat from Russia, this could impact Ukraine. But a resolution to the international aid bill isn't coming soon, if ever. The Senate finally acted on the bill after a months-long circumnavigation into the border talks, but there is no viable plan right now to pass the foreign aid package in the House. It was long said that the Senate is where the House's hot coffee cools. In this case, the Senate served the House hot coffee in the form of the aid bill, and it's cooling instead in the House. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Creative writing course there taken by Chad Pergram. Wow, lots of big words there. WMUN's Delaware County Today. News talk, sports talk, community talk. We are the talk of Muncie. Please tell a friend, Tony Katz, today, later on, noon to 3. That's the daily show. All things politics, politicians, issues, thoughts, and ideas coming from Tony Katz in the Circle City. He, I believe, is still traveling and doing some broadcasting from Israel, if that trip is still in progress. He was there for all of or part of last week. Perhaps you heard some of his reports during the noon to 3 time frame. Coming up later on today, our Monday routine on WMUN always includes the 765businessjournal.com radio show. And we're going to bring back a previous segment from Judd Fisher from the Ball Brothers Foundation. Late last year, the round of grants that came out helping Muncie, Delaware County, and East Central Indiana have opportunities and build opportunities. We want to share that with you again. That's 9 until 9:30 this morning and every Monday. And then at 9:30, it's all kinds of people with Dr. Joe Mashevitz, the Indiana Broadcasters Hall of Famer that is on our Air Force. He has the 9:30 until 10 a.m. guest later on this morning on WMUN. next item here as we really shrug our shoulders at this one. It seems far-fetched, but a convicted murderer still apparently has interest in him.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Yoren Vandersloot admitted to killing Alabama teenager Natalie Holloway when she refused his sexual advances back in 2005 and was convicted of killing Peruvian business heiress Stephanie Flores exactly 5 years later. Now he's reportedly seeing up to three women in conjugal visits from his Peruvian prison where he's serving a 28-year prison sentence. A Peruvian official with knowledge of the situation told Fox News Digital that every inmate's right to the visits are protected by the country's constitution. One of the approved women is his longtime girlfriend, Eva Pacahuanaco. She began dating Vandersloot in 2020 and allegedly smuggled drugs to him by hiding them in food. His ex-wife, Lady Figueroa, got pregnant while he was behind bars and had their daughter in 2014. Last year, Vandersloot admitted to killing Holloway as part of a plea deal for an extortion case involving her mother. He's serving his 20-year U.S. sentence concurrently with his Peruvian murder sentence. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Sometimes you just don't know what to say, even if you talk for a living. Steve Lindell, WMUN's Delaware County Today. We're going to have, in a moment, a horse rescue story. Nancy's going to like that one. More on that Ball State loss now. I'm not sure what this does to try and get, I think it's the eighth seed for the MAC tournament that we're trying to get. I mean, you want to be higher than that, but Ball State dropped to 14-15 overall, 6-10 in conference, with a story that we read about just a little while ago in the Indianapolis Star. I did not see anything run in the Muncie newspaper, but the Indy Star headline: the basketball lost in overtime to Western Michigan. The Ball State heartbreaking loss to Western Saturday that you won't see too often. We played the audio earlier this hour if you're just clicking on. With 1.6 seconds left in overtime, score tied 76, the Broncos needed to go the full length of the court, and they did. Unbelievable. Wow. This is WMUN's Delaware County Today. News talk, sports talk, community talk. You can reach out to us. Send us a note, WMUN at woofboom.com, WMUN at woofboom.com. You can also leave a message. Your voice might show up on the radio here, 289-6397, 289-6397. That is the comment line. Keep it positive, folks. We like to hear good things from you about the good people of our community, and we know that you're one of them also. Yes, we know that, even through the microphone here. In the week to come, we have several guests planned. I think John Catino is coming in later this week. The mayor of Muncie is a next week guest. We have Dan Ridenour on at least once a month, and more often when the situation warrants, and he was always a very helpful guest to give us news and information about his administration, about what's going on in the community. And I believe we have another candidate later this week, booked a candidate for the 5th District of Indiana's Congress. I can't remember. It's not in front of me right now, and please bear with me. I'm still a little high on food. We call it Hoff at my brain, from the great cookout that we had in that sunshine on Sunday.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Firefighters in Los Angeles who worked together to save a horse that fell in a sinkhole makes today's Dean's List. Her name is Lucky, and the 20-year-old filly was very lucky not to get hurt after the mud from days of rain gave way right underneath her. 50 first responders had to assist in the rescue with quite a bit of equipment. Captain Eric Scott says he knew the hardest part of the operation was to keep Lucky calm. It took creative thinking to bring an excavator and use the boom to create a makeshift harness to get her out. And then a large vacuum was used to clear the sand from the hole before Lucky could be lifted halfway and then use her back legs to get herself out. A Herculean effort by so many to save this horse. And it truly is a miracle that Lucky made it out without injury. Lucky indeed. Thanks to everyone who helped Lucky. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I can just envision that happening and the undertaking that it was. That's a nice way to end our program today. Thank you, Patrick Malader, for guesting this earlier this hour. You can replay all of the segments on our website, WMUNMuncie.com. You can listen live there as well. The Alexa command is play WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell, getting our week off to, I think, a pretty good start. In fact, a really good start. Great weather for today, some rain and squishy around for Tuesday. WMUN meteorologist Paul Poteet has updates every hour through the day on WMUN.